Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Lynn the Outlaw here. It is Monday, October 5th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Wauchula Police Department has reported many lost dogs today on their Facebook page. If you cannot find your dog, you can see photos of each dog and where it was found at facebook.com/Wauchula Police or search Wauchula Police Department. Registration for the 2020 Hardy County Magical Christmas Parade is open. Discounted registration is available at $35 and will raise to $65 after October 30th. You can register by going to hardycc.com. Your jobs in Hardy County, Z Networks is looking for a sales representative. Prior sales experience is not required. They have a range of opportunities available from advertising-only programs to fully independent field reps, and they enjoy working with all levels of experience. Sunbulb Company is looking for a delivery driver. 1 year of commercial driving and a driver's license, CDL optional, is preferred. The Palms of Sebring is looking for a receptionist. Must have the ability to read, write, and speak English effectively using proper speech and grammar, ability to follow written and oral instructions in English, preferably a high school graduate. 12 months working as a receptionist experience, must possess the ability to interact with the public in a professional manner, typing experience, familiarity with computers, and working with general office equipment is helpful. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here, and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked up, protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday. HardyMidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expected delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather, a few clouds. Temperature is 81 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point, 73.4 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity, 79%. Heat index is 86. Winds northeast at 12.7 miles an hour. Visibility is 10 miles and the altimeter read 30.01 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 11:46 a.m. Eastern Time. This afternoon, mostly cloudy, scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, east winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tuesday, numerous showers with isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, east winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, with a 60% chance of rain. And Tuesday night, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, lows in the mid-70s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, with a 20% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. As Georgia enters fall harvest season, Georgia Public Health Commissioner Dr. Kathleen Toomey and Georgia Ag Commissioner Gary Black are encouraging Georgia farmers and agribusinesses harvesting and processing fall crops to remain vigilant in following guidelines to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The commissioners issued a joint statement thanking Georgia's ag community for the safety precautions it adopted earlier this year to ensure worker safety and marketplace stability. The Organic Trade Association is advocating for more federal support of organic production as a means to mitigate climate change. According to thepacker.com, public and private efforts with that agenda need stronger federal support, and the OTA has published a white paper on the matter. The OTA says organic agriculture presents a growing opportunity to mitigate climate change while creating economic, environmental, and health benefits for everyone. Negative producer price differentials throughout the summer grabbed headlines, creating confusion, sometimes anger, and increased basis risk for dairy farmers already struggling to cope with unprecedented supply, demand, and pricing challenges. The American Farm Bureau Federation estimates the federal order revenue sharing pool from June through July had a combined shortfall near $1.5 billion. MilkBusiness.com reports economists have tried to explain the reasons behind these negative numbers, but are still looking for answers.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Ian McGregor of the McGregor Company. We view our role as that of a partner.
My name's Jeff Pittman. Great grandpa farm, my grandpa farm, my dad farm, so it's a family farm. McGregor's is a great company. They got a lot of research and development they're doing. I like Instruct, but I use it on all my acres. It shows an improving yield and healthier plants, so I like the product.
It's about producing the best crop to help our customers succeed.
InServe, Kickstarter, and Kickstarter Pulse, and Instruct, I use them all.
The McGregor Company, dedicated people who care.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Tim Hammerich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. In the aftermath of Hurricane Sally, some crops like peanuts had already started harvest. Others, like cotton, have not yet been harvested but could still be affected. Here's Alabama Farmers Federation and Alpha Insurance President Jimmy Parnell.
I think the cotton is yet to be determined. A lot of them were afraid their cotton would not open because of the boll damage that was received. I was there last weekend, and there's a lot of cotton that's beginning to open. It is extremely tangled from the blowing that took place, which should make it very difficult to pick. So there will be some loss, even in the best of situations there. There may be a few that have a total loss of their cotton, but I think most of them will have some cotton to pick.
Parnell says the drier forecast is making him a little more optimistic, but says the crop adjusters will have to meet with farmers to determine the best course of action.
I hope that the adjusters will be understanding, and if there's not enough lint there to justify the farmers having to pick it, that they will adjust that out without making them pick it.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Crop inputs, irrigation equipment, livestock insurance options. If this is the language of your business, you should talk to a lender who speaks it too. We're Northwest Farm Credit Services. Financing and insuring agriculture is what we do. And our deep understanding of the industry allows us to pass on useful knowledge, from insights to trends and weather patterns, to help our customer members succeed. So if we can help your business, give us a call. Northwest Farm Credit Services, here to help you grow. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.
And now for the business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With an SRN News business brief, I'm Bob Agnew. The U.S. economy faces risks from a potential resurgence of the coronavirus and from the failure so far of Congress to provide additional financial support for struggling individuals and businesses.
That judgment emerges from a survey released by the National Association for Business Economics of 52 forecasters who were polled last month. Among the forecasters, 55% said they regarded a second wave of COVID-19 cases as the most serious threat. 20% said they thought a lack of further government economic aid would pose the biggest risk.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Retailers kicking off the holiday season earlier than ever this year in hopes of avoiding big in-store crowds and shipping bottlenecks in November and December. Stores like Best Buy, Macy's, and Target typically offer their biggest Black Friday deals over the Thanksgiving weekend. Now they're starting them in October so people don't crowd the stores. With business, I'm Bob Agnew.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Buccaneers had to work to beat the Chargers Sunday 38-31. Tom Brady, 369 yards and 5 touchdowns, said they had to get it together after falling behind 24-7.
The passing game got a little compressed, and then, you know, we made some plays down the field, and that opened some things up. So it's a you got to make them defend everything, and that was just a good way for us to do some things there in the second half, and we're going to have to keep doing it.
Browns beat the Cowboys 49-38, Ravens 31-17 over Washington. The Panthers beat the Cardinals 31-21. Saints spot the Lions 14 points, come back to win 35-29. Bengals 35, Jaguars 25. Vikings beat the Texans 31-23. Seahawks beat the Dolphins. Rams beat the Giants. Bills beat the Raiders, and the Colts beat the Bears. This is SRN Sports. Jimmy Butler helped the Heat avoid a big hole, had a 40-point night, 11 rebounds, 13 assists, and the Miami beats the Lakers 115-104 to shave LA's series lead now in the NBA championship down to 2-1. Once again, Bam Adebayo was out with a neck injury. Goran Dragic sat out with a torn left plantar fascia. In racing, Denny Hamlin finally wins a playoff race, a messy wreck fest that took 3 overtimes Sunday, and was the longest race in Talladega Superspeedway history. Hamlin made the winning pass on the 200th lap with a 3-wide sweep coming out of the fourth turn, dipping below the out-of-bounds line to take the lead, and NASCAR needed several minutes to determine if Hamlin's move was illegal. The crowd of 15,000 on hand booed Hamlin as he was declared the winner of that race. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: a lie gets halfway around the world before the truth even has a chance to get its pants on. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.